And I've been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders,
and I've been some clever bastards. Okie dokie. Oh, Segovia. Some clever bastards.
Lucky breeders, lucky
breeders. And I've been some clever bastards.
Lucky breeders, lucky
breeders. And I've been some clever bastards.
Lucky breeders, lucky
breeders. And I've been some clever bastards. Thank you.
so verpeilt. Und mein Kopf ist völlig leer, ich bin verpeilt. Und das Denken fällt mir schwer, ich bin so verpeilt. Und keiner weiß wieso, für mich ist Normalsein ein völliges No-Go. Wo habe ich nochmal das Glas abgestellt? Und wer hat mir davor was von Freiheit und so erzählt? Was war am Montag, welches Datum ist heute? Wie es mir geht, weißt du, was ich dir bedeute? Ich weiß es einfach nicht, ich kann dir nichts dazu sagen. Aber wenn du's wissen willst, dann musst du nur die anderen fragen. Denn ich bin so verpeilt und mein Kopf ist völlig leer, ich bin verpeilt. Und das Denken fällt mir schwer, ich bin so verpeilt. Und keiner weiß wieso, für mich ist Normalsein ein völliges No-Go.
Saigon Bride. Poem, it was sent to me in a poem form from a woman named Nina Duchik, and I wrote the tune to it. And it says, "Farewell, my wistful Saigon bride, I'm going out to stem the tide. A tide which never saw the seas, it flows through jungles around the trees. Some say it's yellow, some say red, it will not matter when we're dead. How many dead men will it take to build a dam that will not break? And how many children must we kill before we make the waves stand still?" Hi. Hi.
So long, my wistful Saigon bride, I'm going out to stem the tide. A tide which never saw the seas, it flows through jungles around the trees. Some say it's yellow, some say red, it will not matter when we're dead. How many dead men will it take to build a dike that will not break? How many children must we kill before we make the waves stand still? Miracles come high today. We have the wherewithal to pay. It takes them off the streets, you know, to places they would never go alone. It gives them useful trade. The lucky boys are even paid. Men die to build their pharaoh's tombs, and still the teeming wombs. How many men to conquer Mars? How many dead to reach the stars? So long, my wistful Saigon bride, I'm going out to stem the tide. Some say it's yellow, some say red. It will not matter when we're dead.
Waiting for a song. he's one of the few men who believe in my mess. Why the teacher didn't tell us to believe in our own mess? Why the teacher didn't tell us that the pee what we pee is water that we drink? Why the teacher never tell us that the filth that we filth is the food that we eat? So when we want an idea, me ask me pee-pee, me pee, and ask me dee-dee. While going on with my pee-pee tell me, then believe in my mess.
I'm lying under a vast blue dome. There are children playing and my hair's blowing about.
Some technician you're gonna be. You dream about a dome which is the wrong colour and it has something wrong with its air conditioning.
Simo. Simo Vilan.
Where is he now? Please, Father, I have to know.
Simo vanished. They all vanish.
Up there, in the nothingness, there are buildings. And if you look very closely, I think that line is a tunnel leading to them. Ewan, we have to go there.
So you had them trapped down here, Chief Technician. Your foolproof plan, and they escaped. To where, exactly?
We don't know, Your Excellency.
You lost them!
I think they drug the technicians' rations. And since we've been eating the army rations instead...
We've had those feelings.
We just accepted how we were before. Technicians live apart from everyone else, don't have children, don't have lovers. We thought it was the way we were made. One of the reasons we were called to the G.O.D., but it's not true. This is the way we were meant to feel.
Ah, all the rides are free, honourable sir. But try the Tower of Dreams and Delight and Discovery.
Where is it?
Follow your dream, honourable sirs. Follow your dreams.
Oh, this is all wrong. We're being punished. Ewan, don't you see?
This is it.
Oh, we're being punished for rejecting the G.O.D.
No, that's not it. Don't you see where we are? This is the outdoors. This is the outdoors!
Earth Search, Mind Warp, by James Follett. Adapted by Jacqueline Rayner. Part 3.
Janine, wake up. The Zargon lights are coming on.
What? Oh. For a moment, I'd forgotten where we were. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, that was a bird. A huge one. Oh, this is a terrible place.
It's all right. I won't let anything harm you. Just watch the lights.
Oh, Ewan. That light. It's so big.
I can't see the edges of the dome. Can you?
Hold me, Ewan.
How could you build a Zargon light that big?
I don't think it was built by people. This is the work of something else.
But there are only people. Who else could have built it?
What about the Guardian of Destiny?
We don't believe in the G.O.D.
Perhaps we should now. Perhaps we were wrong.
Janine, look at the roof of the dome above the Zargon light. It's changing colour. We found the blue dome.
Ewan, come and look down here.
What is it?
Right down there, way below us. It's like a huge leisure pool.
Wow, they've obviously got the wave machine turned on to maximum. The motor will burn out.
If you ask me, whoever's here badly needs a technician. It's not just the wave machine. They've set the humidity far too high. Last night I was freezing and now I'm all sweaty. With the heat that must come off a Zargon like that size, they ought to be more careful.
There aren't any food or drink dispensers either.
Oh, I wish you hadn't mentioned that. I'd almost forgotten how thirsty I am.
We better look for a way off here. Come on.
It's no good. There's no way off. We're going to die here like that poor man in the cavern.
Janine, of course we're not going to die. We'll find a way off here somehow.
How?
Somehow.
Oh, there's no cord metro, no travelators, not even a pedestrian walkway. Just a rock wall above us and a rock wall below us. And we can't even go back the way we came.
Maybe we ought to go back and have another look in the cavern. Maybe there's another way out we missed in the dark last night.
I don't want to go back where that dead man is.
Would you rather stay here until you're the same?
No!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Look, I'll take the light tube and go in. You can check the out of it, okay?
Okay. Ewan, look!
A bird. A great white bird.
Don't move. It might attack us if we move.
It's all right. It's going away. I don't think it's interested in us.
Oh, this place is so weird.
Come on, let's go inside.
Have you found anything in there?
No, there are no other exits at all. And the grill's still fast across. We can't go back that way. Not that I thought we'd be able to. We must have been led here for a reason.
Yeah, to get rid of us.
No, you mustn't think like that. Anyway, it's not logical. They've put in far too much effort when they could have got rid of us hundreds of times over. Have you checked the ceiling in there?
Just looking now. But it's just solid rock. I'm sure... Ewan, come here.
What is it? A way out?
No, sorry. But look, someone scratched writing into the rock. Point the light tube up here.
They haven't scratched it. They've used a laser cutter.
Yuelquawiz.
You're looking at it upside down. Janine, it says Simo Bilan.
The other student with the dream. He got this far.
Ewan, you don't think that's him back there?
No. No, it can't be. I didn't see a laser cutter with the body, did you?
I didn't look.
Let me see if... Yes, there's another name here. And here. Janine, all these people got here before us, and somehow they found a way off. So we will too. We will. Let's have another look at that rock wall. You were always good at climbing, Janine. Do you think...
No way. You'd have to be some super acrobat to do this. There are hardly any handholds.
A few trees, though. A couple of ledges.
Far too spread out. And the rock in between is sheer.
We have a rope. We could climb down to the first tree, then the rock ledge, then...
And how exactly are we supposed to untie the rope once we've reached the trees or ledge?
Call yourself a technician. Elementary mechanics. We loop the rope over the tree or the rock and let ourselves down, counterbalancing each other. Then we just shake the rope free and do it again.
And what if the rope doesn't reach, Mr. Clever? Then we're left hanging halfway down the wall.
I think it will reach. And if we need to add a bit to the rope, well, you're not too attached to that jumpsuit you're wearing, are you?
Ewan!
Come on, Janine. Think of that huge leisure pool down there, full of lovely water.
Oh, all right. Oh, I can almost taste the water already.
It's not going to reach.
What? Oh, but we're so close. Can't we drop the rest?
I don't think so. Time to sacrifice these jumpsuits, I think.
But what if someone sees us?
Who? Come on, Janine, we're not bound by Arima's rules anymore. Anyway, as soon as we reach the bottom, I'm running straight into that leisure pool.
Oh, I'm so thirsty.
Come on, then. We'll have to drop the last couple of feet.
Oh.
Just think of the water.
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1... Oh, water at last. Come on, Ewan.
Wait.
What is it?
Listen.
What?
It's my dream. We've reached my dream. Come on. Oh, the water's contaminated. Sodium chloride.
Oh, no. Let me... Oh. Oh, that's horrid. At least 4% to taste that strong.
Which means it's undrinkable. We've gone through all that for nothing.
How can so much water be contaminated? Just doesn't seem possible, pollution on such a scale. Something terrible must have gone wrong.
Maybe it's deliberate. Maybe you're right, Janine. This place is some sort of punishment for those who've rejected the G.O.D.
You convinced me that wasn't true. Come on, we ought to explore. Look, there are trees over there. Surely they need water.
You're right. I'll race you.
Oh, this is amazing.
Isn't it? I never imagined there were so many different sorts of trees. Do you think these are the ones they make the soup out of?
Oh, I hope so. I'm starving.
Try a bit.
Oh, no. Oh, no one could eat that. I'm sure it's not edible. Not that it matters. I'll have died of thirst before...
Shh. Listen to that.
A drinks dispenser?
This way. Look at that. Water just pouring out of that rock wall into a pool.
What if it's contaminated?
What if it isn't? Let's try it.
Oh, it's lovely. So sweet. Oh, I'm going in.
Wait for me.
What was that?
Just a bird.
Another bird?
Shh. It's okay. Look closely. See how the light reflects off it, changes its colours. It's beautiful.
You're right. It is. What's it doing?
I think it's eating those purple spheres off that tree.
Do you think... Could we eat what birds eat?
I think we have to try. Come on.
The bird didn't seem frightened of us.
It's probably not used to people. It doesn't know they usually shoot birds.
Oh, these things are lovely. Even nicer than the soup.
Mm.
Oh, just think of all those poor people in Arima eating their rations and never knowing food can taste like this. Even the water tastes nicer. I'm going back in. Come on. A drop of water just fell on me. Oh, and another.
I think it's precipitation. Like what used to happen in Arima if the air conditioning went wrong, remember?
It was never this much, though. The people here need to fix their humidity and stop the temperature falling so low at night. That's what's causing it.
We need to make a shelter of some sort. Weave some branches together or something.
There are some tall thin things by the water with leaves. They do. And how about we hollow out a place in the sand? That'd shelter us from all that air blowing about us as well.
Right, I'll start digging. You start weaving, okay?
Okay.
Do you think this is deep enough?
That's great. We can fit in easily. Let me set up my weaved vegetable thing and then we'll snuggle up inside.
I've been trying to work out how this dome works. I think we're suspended inside a sphere that's free to rotate. The Zargon light is attached to the inside of the sphere, and the sphere's turning slowly to simulate night and day.
The dome's far too big.
Oh? Why?
Well, domes are really a series of arches. They convert downward loads to lateral thrust, right?
Yes.
There's an upper limit to the span of a dome, just as there's a limit to the span of an arch. A dome this size, formed from rock, can't stay up without a central support.
Maybe there is one.
We've not seen it.
Well, we've hardly explored the place yet. We have to do that.
After the precipitation stops. This is quite cozy, isn't it? It can be our dorm. If we hang the light tube to a branch and suspend it from the ceiling, it'll be just like home.
Well, it's comfier than a cliff ledge, that's for sure. But without a temperature regulator...
Or clothes.
We're going to get very cold.
The light tube will give off a bit of heat. But what we really need is a fire.
Oh, right. Have you got one with you?
We'll have to make it.
And you know how to do that, do you?
I'm a technician. I'll work it out. Now, hand me the light tube. I'll set it up.
It's over your side. In the bag.
Oh, got it. Hey, what's this?
It's a radio. Father Dadley gave it to me. I was going to throw it away, but I thought the battery might come in handy.
What's it for?
He said that if I was ever in trouble, all I had to do was press the button to get help, but it's no use.
Have you ever used it?
A few times. All I ever got were cryptic messages. Nothing of any use.
You just press the button, like this?
Harder. But obviously it won't work outside Arima.
Have you tried?
No. But it's a waste of time, anyway.
Danger, you must escape from the island. Danger, you must escape from the island.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Try it again.
Danger, you must escape from the island.
Does it mean like a traffic island? I've not seen anything like that.
I've no idea.
Perhaps we ought to go and explore now. Find out what he's talking about. It sounds like the precipitation stopped anyway.
I'll have a look. Yes, it has.
I've got an idea. Let's find a really tall tree and I'll climb up it. I'll take the viewing tube, see if I can see any traffic islands.
It's a good idea, but don't you think I should
be... No, it's my idea. And I'm the better climber. Come on.
How are you doing?
I can't see much. It's a bit misty. But it looks like it clears further up.
Be careful.
Of course I'm being careful. What sort of idiot do you think I am, you and Solent?
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. Ewan, I can see where we are.
We know where we are, more or less.
No, Ewan. The poison water's all around us. I think this is the island. And on the other side of the water, I can see some sort of huge cylinders. And, Ewan, I can see buildings. There must be people there. Oh, there.
How much of the poison water was there?
Loads. Just went on and on.
How long would it take us to swim that far?
A day, 2 days. More than we could manage anyway.
So, we have to find another way.
We could try signalling to the...
Hold still! It's just a leaf! I'll get it off! Stop tearing at it! You're making it stick to you! There! It was only a leaf.
It wasn't your face it was sticking to.
That gives me an idea.
Oh, really? I'm so glad.
Help me pick up some more of them.
All right. Why?
Look, if you exert pressure on them, they bond together.
So?
Clothes, blankets, you name it. Our very own leaf cloth.
Oh, yes. Rather lucky I discovered these leaves then, wasn't it?
Yes, Janine. Well done. Perhaps we could build a raft.
I don't think it would work. The wood's too waterlogged. But we could try. When I've made fire, we'll try signalling.
And when will that be, exactly?
As a matter of fact, I was about to start now.
All right, you do that. I'm going to go and gather some wood for a raft. Maybe once you've made the fire, we can heat up some of those berries for soup.
And once you've made the raft, we can find those other people and won't have to worry about food at all. Go on.
does fire happen? If the GOD power shorts to Earth or flows through a low-resistance circuit... Well, there's no GOD power here, so that's no good. Mechanical causes, like bearings running hot. Friction. That could be it. Now, how in the GOD's name could I create a high enough temperature to reach the ignition temperature of this vegetation? But there are other ways of raising the temperature. That huge Zargon light must be giving off a massive amount of heat. If I could just concentrate it, I need a lens of some sort. The viewing tube. There. Ow! Oh, it certainly focuses the heat all right. Right, now, if I just... Oh, that's it. I'll just add a few leaf dry leaves and... Oh, wow! Oh, that's working really well. Oh!
Janine, it's gone. You're all right. It's me. You're safe.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. Whatever it was, you scared it off.
It wasn't me. I think it was scared of the fire.
But you made the fire. And with that, we can have a go at signalling. We'll get the people to notice us. We could be off here before nightfall. No more monsters, then.
That'd be good. Okay, let's try it. Oh, it's no good. If anyone were going to see us, they would have by now.
Just keep waving the blanket. If we send the smoke their way, then...
Oh, there's no point. They can't see the smoke. We can't make a raft. It's too far to swim. Face it, Ewan, we're stuck here.
Hey, don't give up. And don't let go of the blanket. I've got it. We're going to need this tonight.
How it catches the hot air when we're both holding it. It's a shame we can't just fly away like that across the water.
Janine, that's it. We can fly across the water.
Oh, right. You've turned into a bird, have you?
No, no. We don't need wings. When I was little, I had a toy. A hot air balloon.
So did I. So what? You can't fly in a toy.
You can if it's big enough. We make a huge leaf blanket. Use your fire to fill it with hot air. We'd have to find a way of carrying the fire, of course, and a way to feed it.
That wheat stuff burns. If we dry it out and compress it, we could make fuel pellets.
We'd have to make a basket for us to be carried in. We could weave one, like we did for our shelter. And a basket to carry the fire. We'll have to find something fireproof for that.
Oh, Ewan, could it really work?
It'll work. I know it will.
My hands are all blistered, Ewan. I have to take a break.
All right. But look, just a few more days' work on the leaf blanket, we'll be finished.
A few more days? Ewan, we're sticking together 40,000 leaves. It's going to take forever.
Trust me. In just a few days' time, we'll be heading to that land. Just concentrate on that. What is it?
Ewan, if we get to that land...
We will.
How will they treat us? The people there?
How should they treat us?
Well... There have been others that escaped. I mean, we know that. Simo Bilan.
Yes, several others.
Then why have they never returned to Arima, Ewan? Have you thought about that?
Just think about getting there, Janine. Whatever problems happen, together we can deal with them.
Ewan! Ewan, wake up!
What is it?
The wind's dropped. Hurry! The conditions are perfect.
Really?
Yes, really. Come on.
Grab the bag.
I've got it. Come on. We're leaving, Ewan. We're leaving. I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe it's actually working. Look, you can see all of our island. It seems so small from up here.
Have you noticed it's getting colder? We better be careful. The decrease in atmospheric pressure could make us lose some... Janine, more fuel! More!
No, wait!
We're still falling!
The envelope's fully stretched. There's no point in wasting fuel. Just give it time to start climbing.
But if we crash into the water...
We won't! Now, throw on one more plug, that's it.
We're rising again.
That's all we have to do. Just keep burning enough to keep the balloon skin tight, and we'll make it.
The air isn't blowing anymore. What if we run out of fuel before it comes back?
Oh, I don't think we need to worry about that. Here it comes.
We're going to make it.
Hand me the viewing tube. I can see vehicles. They're stopping to look at us. Ewan, there's people there. People worrying about us. Doesn't it make you feel good?
Hang on. I'm trying to work out where we're going to land. At our current rate of descent, it's going to be the sand over there.
I think the vehicles are coming onto the sand. Oh, yes, they are. And people are getting out of them. Hello?
We're going down too fast. Put more fuel on.
Well, this is the last bag, so... Oh, no! That was all
fuel.
It's all right. Don't worry. As long as the fire keeps going, it should be enough to get us nearly there.
What was that?
The fire basket. The heat must have weakened it. It's just got to hold out for a few more... Janine, where are you? Janine, come on. Come on. After all this, you can't die now. We've got to get to land. We're nearly there. I can feel the bottom. I can see people. Help me. Help me, please. They're coming to help us. We're going to be all right. Help me, please.
Get them.
Thank you.
Put them in the truck.
What are you doing? Where are you taking us? Will someone talk to me?
Ewan.
Oh, Janine, come here.
Where are we?
We're in some sort of vehicle. We're safe now, I think.
Where are they taking us?
I don't know. But I think we've arrived.
Blessed are the angels of Armageddon, for they are implementing the will of the Lord. Wake up, brother, for our time is near.
What?
Ewan!
Where are we? Oh, don't worry, I remember. Has anyone said why they've locked us up?
No, I've only just woken up. That woman was raving.
Who has the right to challenge his will? Damnation to the usurpers of the will of the Lord! What unit, brother and sister?
I'm sorry? Unit? I don't know what you're talking about.
Quite right. I could be a plant. You could be a plant. We could all be plants. Those who seek to thwart the will of the Lord betray themselves by using a devil's cunning.
Right. Time for your...
Where are we? What is this place and who's in charge?
The Armageddon will be punished!
Tell me where we are.
Get your hands off me! You... The Lord will have your eyes burned out in hell!
Ewan, what are we doing here?
Did you see the badges they were wearing?
Challenger 3, Project Security. Challenger? That was on those signs at the station at the recreation park.
And there were those signs about Deep Nova Shelter too. That woman was talking about the Nova. What does it all mean?
I don't know. Have you still got that radio?
The radio?
You never know. It might be of some use this time.
I don't have it. I must have dropped it somewhere on the way.
There's something happening out there.
The window's too high to see out of.
Not if you give me a leg up. Oh, there. I can see that woman. The men in uniform are leading her into the yard. She's struggling. The other men have thrown her onto the ground. No! They've killed her. Just like that.
Come down. Don't look anymore.
Why do they behave like this? What have we done that's so wrong?
Right. Your turn.
Look, what are we supposed to have done? We're citizens of Arima. You've no right to... Oh.
Sit there. So, you two came in a hot air balloon. What will you Armageddonists think of next?
We're not Armageddon...
Quiet! Your escapade has given us hope. Until now, you Armageddonists have been clever and resourceful. Miniature submarines, light aircraft, even tunnelling. But never hot air balloons. It gives us hope. Your numbers are dwindling and those that are left are incompetent. Do you imagine we don't have radar?
But we're not...
I said quiet. Three Armageddonists in one day. Remarkable. You two claim to be from Arima. Well, I suppose it was inevitable you'd find out about that in the end. But you've not done your research properly. Oh, your clothes could have come from Arima, but not this radio. Though perhaps you realise that as you try to hide it under a floor panel in the truck.
No! I thought I'd lost it. It must have rolled there. I tell you, we're from...
Ewan!
Leave him. Your details were holofaxed through to HQ. As they haven't got back to us, I assume you're not on their list of those wanted for questioning. You're obviously not very important to anyone. So I see no point in keeping you. You might as well take your walk right away.
No!
Guards!
We're from Arima, I tell you. Please, someone listen.
On the floor.
Oh, you can't do this.
Where are the boxes for the bodies? They should be here.
Now, Janine, run.
Stop or I shoot. Stop.
Janine, come on.
Stop. Put that gun down.
We're going to get out of this, Janine.
It's just a delay. We're still prisoners. They're going to kill us eventually. We've rejected the G.O.D.
No one's even mentioned the G.O.D.
What does that prove?
Hush. There's someone outside.
What do they want with us now?
Unlock the door, please. You can wait outside.
But crewmen...
These are escapees, not Armageddonists. I'm sure they won't hurt me. Now, please. I must apologize for what's happened. Unfortunate misunderstanding. You used a hot air balloon. Unheard of for escapers. Truly amazing. And, of course, totally unexpected. So, our security thought you were Armageddonist saboteurs. Now then, your names are Ewan and Janine. Yes?
At last, someone is interested in who we are. Is this all part of the interrogation?
What? Oh, no. I know. I'm afraid you're at a disadvantage. I know who you are, but you don't know who I am. I'm...
Wrong. I do know who you are.
Oh. I didn't think you recognized me from before. That's right. I'm the cloud of the amusement park. Honored visitors. I'm the host to all our honored visitors. Ask and you shall be informed.
You were the clown.
I am the clown of the amusement park. I'm your most honored host, kind sir.
You told us the way to the outdoors. Why?
The Tower of Dreams, a delighted discovery, is recommended for those with faint hearts who need time to adjust to our thrills and spills, honorable sir.
Why?
The director has a policy of providing escapees with tiny hints when warranted. Nothing overt, you understand, that would ruin the project, but a little nudge now and again when deemed necessary.
So your little nudge was to send us to that tower?
Well, yes. Was it dreadful?
We ended up almost dying on a cliff face.
Ah, I'm sorry. But all the escape routes are dangerous. Yeah, that's the whole point.
I can't believe you were that clown.
When I said I knew who you were, that's not what I meant. Not the clown.
Oh, really, kind sir? Then, who am I?
I saw your picture at your father's house when I checked up on your disappearance.
Ah. Arima is another world, Ewan. It has to be forgotten. This is the real world. How is he?
He looked fine.
You mean this is...
Simo Belan at your service, honor crewman. And you have a lot to learn.
Universe, Janine. Look down upon the Earth, your planet. Your planet. Come to the stars. See the supernova. See the black holes. Understand the universe.
It's beautiful.
Back to Earth. See the sphere turning below you. Your home.
Your home. Your home.
Deeper. Deeper through the world's crust into Arima. Understand, Janine. Understand.
Wake up, Janine. Wake up.
Oh, I'm falling.
No, you're not. Welcome back to Earth.
Oh, what happened?
According to one of the stewardesses, it's called a crammer, a mind warp educational process. Clever, isn't it? Mind you, I'm having a struggle trying to come to terms with what a light year is.
5.88 billion miles, the distance light travels in a year. How did I know that?
The mind warp's given you all that knowledge about space and Earth.
It's amazing!
Can you get up yet? I was a bit dizzy for a while.
Oh, I think so. Why did you wake me, Ewan?
There was a message from Simo. He's coming to pick us up.
Where's my leaf dress? And what's that you're wearing? It's like the suit Simo had on.
Here we go. They left these for you. You're supposed to wear one of these suits too.
Why?
Because we're crewmen, apparently.
Crewmen of what?
That is what I hope Simo will be explaining to us.
We've recovered your balloon.
Why bother? We don't need it anymore.
That's for the museum, of course.
What museum?
We save everything to do with the escapable crewmen. And this was the first escape ever from the island by hot air balloon.
So how did you escape, Simon?
I got out of the cave by climbing up the cliff. Yeah, I'm a bit of an acrobat. Yeah, not being clever like you, I got away from the island by the same method that all escapees have used. I built a boat.
But all the wood we found was waterlogged. Did you have a saw to cut down trees?
The reeds. Yeah, they can be cut easily with a piece of flint or just uprooted. They're very buoyant once they've been dried, and they can be lashed together with vines and...
Reeds?
The tall, slender plants that grow around the freshwater pools.
Oh, no.
The reeds. We used them for the launch scaffold.
And for our shelter.
I never thought. I just never...
So we were the first to think of a hot air balloon, but we were also the first not to think of the completely obvious.
Why did we have to think of a way to escape? Why don't you just rescue people?
I'm not allowed to answer that sort of question, but you will find out very soon.
When?
When we get to Challenger City. The project director wants to meet you. Anyway, here. They wanted this for the museum too, but I saved it for you as a souvenir.
My radio?
It saved your life. The police thought you were Armageddonist, then a project assistant saw the holoprint of your belongings, and she hit the panic button.
What's so special about it?
Well, they're smuggled into Arima to only about 1 in 100 would-be escapees.
You mean escapees from Arima can be measured in hundreds?
I'm sorry, Ewan, I can't answer that.
We saw what happens to Armageddonists.
Yes, the police are tough. They have to be.
Why?
But not only is the security of the project vital, but also the lives of the people in Arima. The Armageddonists are this group of religious fanatics who don't like what's going on here.
And what is going on here?
All in good time, Janine. Now, look over there, both of you.
Oh, Ewan! It's those giant cylinders I saw from the island.
I remember the first time I saw them. Yeah, they still get me every time I come this way. Like to take a closer look?
Please.
They look so old.
Over 20,000 years old.
Oh, that's impossible. They can't predate the creation.
You still have so much to learn and unlearn, just as I had. This planet has been around for 4 billion years, and man has been around for 4 million years. Every so often, evidence turns up that adds a million years to that figure. Now, those rings were made by people 20,000 years ago. People just like us.
What's that?
It's caused by the wind. Actually, you're lucky to hear them sing. The conditions have to be just right. There was a community here before they were relocated, and they used to believe that the singing was the spirits of those who departed from Earth in the Challenger.
We've heard that name over and over again. When are you going to tell us what it means?
You've been through your crammer, but I wonder if you can imagine what a starship is.
A ship that travels to the stars, of course.
Well, that's what we believe those rings are. Mock-ups of the sections of a starship that our ancestors built.
Mock-ups?
Trial structures to test design concepts, or maybe sections that were abandoned because they were faulty. According to archaeologists, the length of the finished ship was around 15 times the diameter of those rings.
Why? Why build something so huge? What would be the point?
A quest for knowledge? Earth-like planets to colonize? Who knows? As for building a ship on such a scale, we think it was because it was not meant to return until many generations later. If such are the distances involved if you wish to explore the far reaches of the galaxy.
Strange people.
Brave people. Prepared to make investments that wouldn't see a return in their lifetime, or even their children's lifetime.
Do we know much about them?
Many of their very high-orbit satellites have survived virtually intact, but they're designed to tell them about their own planet, not the people who built them. They left their footprints on the moon and probably landed on the planets. Again, the instruments they left behind were designed to gather information about the unknown, not provided about themselves. Here on Earth, where the real information is, it's been mostly wiped out by the elements.
And the people were wiped out too?
No, they just declined. Civilizations rarely die out completely, but knowledge can die, or rather is lost.
Do we know if the ship ever returned?
If it had, it would be in orbit around this planet. Though there's a theory that it returned and was sent on another voyage as Challenger 2. We simply don't know. There were even plans for a third Challenger, which we now know was never built.
So now you're just picking up the threads and building another Challenger?
We better get moving. It's not a good idea to spend too long in the sun at this time of the day. Come on. Here we are, Challenger City.
Look at those dormitory complexes, Ewan. They've all got their own gardens.
They're not dormitory complexes, they're individual houses.
What? There's a house like that for each family?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the bigger one's further in.
And that one's got its own leisure pool.
Lots of them have.
Imagine living in such luxury.
Just look ahead of you. The tower over there? That's where we're headed. Challenger 3 Project Headquarters.
It looks like it's made out of glass.
It is.
And the grass, the fountains, everything. It's the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Now, you get to meet the project director.
Is he expecting us?
Oh, yes. He likes to greet all new crew members personally.
Project director's level.
This is where I leave you, crewman. Director will be along in a few minutes. Take a seat.
Simo, wait. Will we see you again?
Of course. I'll be back later to take you to your apartment.
Did you hear that? We get an apartment! Ewan, are you listening to me?
We're very high up here.
Let me see. Yes, we are, aren't we? Hey, Ewan, what's that thing over there?
I don't know. It's a bit like a Cord Metro passenger capsule.
But why has it got those flat bits sticking out of the sides?
I think those are wings, like birds have. I think it's some sort of flying machine.
It's moving faster.
It's going up. That's incredible.
The weekly shuttle taking supplies up to Challenger 3. Quite a spectacle. I never tire of watching it, so I can well imagine its effect on someone who's never seen it before.
You're the Challenger 3 project leader.
I am.
Ewan?
Janine, allow me to present the Supreme Representative of the Guardian of Destiny and First Secretary of ARIMA, Caldo Inman.
Let me pour you both a drink, and do help yourselves to cakes.
Thank you.